From Tidbits on June 27, 2011, this is Firefox 5 Brings Under the Hood Improvements by Adam Sangst. Normally a major release, sometimes called an integer release because the first number of the version changes, comes with significant features that will compel users to upgrade. But the release of Firefox 5.0, which appears less than 3 months after Firefox 4.0 hit the internet, lacks any such marquee features. So if Firefox 5.0 doesn't provide major new features, why is Mozilla bumping the version number so high? The true story will likely never be known, but there are probably a number of interacting reasons. First, with Microsoft's Internet Explorer now at version 9, it's possible Mozilla wanted to increase Firefox's version number more quickly to make it seem more mature. Then there's Mozilla's move to a rapid release development cycle, although I see no inherent reason that should require version number inflation. And lastly, one of the major changes is exposure in the interface for Firefox's support for the Do Not Track feature. The 5.0 version may be one way for Mozilla to increase pressure on advertising networks and other sites that use behavioral tracking to support the Do Not Track header. Besides the increased exposure of the Do Not Track header preference, it's in the privacy pane now, the rest of Firefox 5.0's release notes list little that most users will notice. There are some performance improvements, support for CSSM animations, and improved standard support. Spell checking is improved for some locales, WebGL content can no longer load cross-domain textures, and several security issues have been fixed. And, well, that's about it. Of course, the complete list of changes includes nearly 1,000 items, but most won't even be understandable to users, much less noticed by them. So again, version 5.0? There's nothing wrong with the release, and it seems to be working fine for me, but it seems as though it really should have been a 4.1. Firefox 5.0 was a 27.8 megabyte download when gotten from Mozilla's site, though only 9.2 meg when acquired through Firefox 4.0.1's check for updates mechanism. As with Firefox 4.0, 5.0 requires macOS 10.5 Leopard or later, but running on an Intel-based Mac. If you're using a PowerPC-based Mac, you can get 10.4 Fox 5, which uses almost exactly the same code as Firefox 5.0. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Dolly Drive, and Econ Technologies. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and honestly, Firefox 5.0 just doesn't really make any difference for me. I'm still using Chrome primarily because it just works a little better for the kinds of things I'm doing.